Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And after today's show, I'm going to be heading off on summer vacation for the next 2 weeks. And in about 15 minutes, we'll take your suggestions for a recent novel to read or a recent music track to listen to. We're already collecting them on our webpage and in our Facebook group. Things released in the last year, you can post them right now or be ready to call in, because I think a lot of people who are going to take vacations this month might be interested in hearing what some of you have discovered, let's say a novel released within the last year or a music track released within the last year. And we'll take your suggestions for anybody going on summer vacation in about 15 minutes. But with summer beginning to wind down, have you still not finished any of the projects that you plan to do? Clean out your office, write a short story, learn to play squash? Your to-do list keeps getting longer, not shorter. What to do? Well, we've invited someone to help. Lifehacker.com, a blog that helps people be more productive by giving tips on how to avoid the massive time suck online and to actually use technology to your advantage. Our guest will be joining us each week to take your calls and give suggestions about how to be more efficient. And for this first week, we're starting with lists. Everyone's got them, but few can get through them, and we want to hear from you. Give us a call and tell us if you have strategies for making lists and actually crossing stuff off. Do you use online tools? And we'll talk about that to help you get through your to-do list. How do you manage it? 212-433-WNYC. And joining us now is the senior editor of Lifehacker and our weekly guest for the month of August, Kevin Purdy. Kevin, welcome to WNYC. Hi.
Thank you for having me.
So let's just start with a web application of something that can manage your to-do list. What do you use?
I personally use a system called Remember the Milk. That's rememberthemilk.com, spelled like the chore, and or rmilk.com. I like it because it lets you get very fine-grained on things. You can create different lists for work or personal or shopping, which I do. And it's accessible from, you know, pretty much anywhere I am, from my desktop computer or from my mobile phone or that type of thing. It can email you reminders. It can set itself up on your calendar to show up with tasks when you have them due. I like it. But on the other hand, that's not the only way to get things done, or even something so complicated. For some people, including other life hacker editors, a simple text list, a text document open on their desktop, works just fine for them because they like the simplicity. They like the availability of it anywhere on any system without any fancy technology, and that works for them. I would say the tool that you use for your list is not as important as your your relationship with your list.
I guess. So one could theoretically do it with pen and paper, and it would be the same. But is there anything about Remember the Milk or Whippy or any of these list applications that that actually do help you manage your list, in a way that you found helpful?
Yeah, I think so. I think with the with programs like iPhone applications like Things or Remember the Milk, I think it's the universal availability of it. The ability to get at it wherever you are, because things to do occur to you all the time. You don't just set up a time between 8:30 and 10 every morning and say, this is when I will think about things I need to do in the future. You can be at the grocery store or at a summer concert or something and think to yourself, I never got back to Dave about, such and such. And if you just say to yourself, okay, well, when I get home, I'll remember to write that down about Dave. But you won't. Especially right before bed when a lot of people have their best thoughts or other places. It's the web tools and the desktop tools are a lot of people like them and find them useful because they're available anywhere, and it can also reach back to you where you are. An iPhone application can ping you on your phone, which you always have in your pocket. And like I said, Remember the Milk can email you. It can send you a text message. It can, pop up on your calendar. It can get to you in a lot of places, and you can get to it in a lot of places.
Carrie,
and that's
Rockland.
What a lot of people like.
There you go. Carrie in Rockland has a tip regarding lists, right, Carrie?
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I usually have a couple lists going, and one strategy I use for my handwritten list is to make sure I have long-term and short-term goals on my list. So that way I'm constantly checking things off of it.
So you mean you've got a category for longer term and a category for shorter term?
Well, my handwritten one, I have make sure I have both on it. I have short-term and long-term goals, so I'm constantly going back to it and looking at it. And, you know, so did I get the milk? Okay, yeah, so I can cross it off. And then while I'm looking at that, I'll also, like, browse through my long-term goals and say, okay, I need to get to, DMV to sometime this week to renew my license or something like that. So, I don't know, it's just constantly having it in your hand.
Yeah, list sorting tips. You want to say anything about that, Kevin? Different kinds of lists?
Yeah, sure. The site founder and original editor, Gina, she has three lists that she uses. She calls them to-do, projects, and someday maybe. And that's kind of what the caller was saying, with maybe one additional list. Things that she pulls from her email or, that arrive to her, she puts in the to-do. Something to do, right away, something that, someone is waiting on, something that she needs to get processed. Projects is a list where she puts things that have multiple facets, multi-person jobs or, something like renovate the house is not just one thing. And then the someday maybe list is the place where you stash all those things like, clean out my attic and sell it on eBay.
Right.
So, yeah, that's a one way that we definitely recommend people get, get away from keeping something like, learn Swahili on the same list as, feed the cats.
Then you'll never learn Swahili if you do it that way. Or you'll have to keep writing it down every other day. Carolyn in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi. I kept a big pad, and I do still, on my desk, and mine was work and home and kids. So I'd organize it in the upper right-hand corner that way, work, major aspect, and kids, organized. And then during the day, if someone stuck their head in my office and said, how about I'd write it down or on the phone or something came in online, I'd write it down anywhere. I didn't organize it at all. At the end of the day, before I left, I'd check off what I hadn't done right up above in the organized part and add things to it, work and home, so that every day I had a chance to go back through what was essentially kind of a mess. But I didn't have to think about it at the time. I just wrote it down. And I knew I had it. And
on those three categories.
Yeah.
Carolyn, thank you very much. Go ahead, Kevin.
And I was going to ask or say that that's kind of a contextual type thing. I was wondering if that was maybe just so that, once you take the pad home or take the piece of paper home, you can look at your list and more quickly see what can be done where you are, either work or home.
And Anne from Manhattan writes on our webpage, I'm a web designer, use technology for almost everything, but my to-do list is a little notebook. If I don't have my notebook, I'll text myself. I like to keep it simple. I've tried more complex tools, but it's too much work for something as simple as a to-do list.
That's absolutely a valid point about if something's too complex, it's not going to be worth it to you because you won't use it. You can say to yourself that it's the best system or that, this is absolutely the highest tech way I can get something done. But it's totally correct that if it seems like work to you, if it's too much work on top of the work you're actually trying to do, pen and paper, notepad, whatever is fine if that's what you're comfortable with.
Stephanie in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi there. So I think it's fair to say that I'm something of a list nut. I recently got an iPhone, and when I switched over, I'd used a system called List Pro that doesn't have an iPhone version, and I spent a long time trying to find a good list program. I settled on something called ToodleDo because first it would let me import the 500 list items that I had on my previous lists. Plus, it let me do a couple of really interesting things. We talked a little bit about context. Where I have mine set up so that I have a folder for things to do when I am at a computer with web access. I have a folder for things that are phone calls. I have a folder for things that can only be done at home. So I've got like 8 different contexts that my tasks are in. So if I'm sitting somewhere with just my phone or just web access, I can look at the list and see what I can do while I'm sitting there. Another piece that they offer is voice integration with something called Jot. so that
oh, yeah.
I can use the voice function and give myself a voice memo. If I'm walking through a grocery store, I'm anywhere, and I think of something, I can just speak it into the iPhone. I give it a preface of toodle-doo, and it puts that onto my toodle-doo list. And then when I have access to a computer, I organize it more specifically.
Stephanie, you and Anne would not get along, her with her little notebook and you with this, federal government of lists. How do you get anything done if you spend all your time managing your lists?
No,
I was
going to
ask, how do you get the impetus to actually, when you have the list that, when you have the context of, you know, things I can do on the phone, things I can do over email, it's another thing to say to yourself, now I'm going to sit down and email a whole bunch of people.
Oh, no, it's actually much easier for me this way because all of my lists, everything is all in one place, and I push a button, and then I have the list of everything I can do in this spare 15 minutes. Which I know is crazy, but that actually means I'm not wasting any time when I'm stuck on a subway, for example. I can actually be doing something useful, which makes me very happy. Plus, they have a nice system where they take all of the different measures of importance that you set, like it's due this time, it's this important on a level that I've set, and it organizes that with an algorithm so that everything comes out as the single most important thing to do first, the next few most important things.
You should write a book. If we ever do another show on lists, Stephanie, you're going to be the guest.
Oh. I would love that.
Thank
she
you for
is living the productivity dream.
I tell you. Although I wonder, and Stephanie's gone, but I could have asked her, putting your to-do list online, or in her case, her confederacy of to-do lists, it could be dangerous because then it lives so close to all the other online distractions. Trolling Facebook, checking IM. Is it really a good idea to keep it all online?
That's a valid point, especially with Remember the Milk, which I use. And I'm not 100% sure if Toodledoo has a web-based presence. But, yeah, I mean, even with the iPhone, having your to-do list on your iPhone, it's all too easy to hit the single button and then switch back over to Facebook or something. But, as you probably heard from Stephanie, that's a mindset. That's telling yourself, that, when I have spare time, I'm not going to spend it, trolling Facebook or, checking the latest Twitter updates. You're going to, use the time to do what you need to do and do what you can while you're waiting on a subway, which is, sometimes email or even a quick phone call if it's not too loud. As for, being on the web, there are a number of ways that you can reduce your access to those just gloriously time-sucking websites. And I think one of the simplest ways is to just set a timer for yourself on the tasks that you're doing.
Jack in New Rochelle. You're on WNYC. We're going to go on to Jack here. Jack, hi, you're on WNYC.
This is going to sound like a complaint. It's actually a compliment. My biggest time sink happens to be lifehacker.com. It's one of the best websites I've ever used. And I don't know if you folks have talked about Recall. It's an app on the iPhone. Have you spoken about that on the show?
No.
Okay.
We haven't spoken about
Recall.
It.
It's a free app on the iPhone, so you need to have that hardware. But you literally press a button and speak, and an example would be call WNYC at 11:45 a.m. today, and at 11:45 a.m.
a text early.
Message comes in. Well, I have to put it in now, so I'll get it in a minute. It literally, at 11:45 a.m., the text message would come into the phone reminding me to do that. You don't have to write anything. You don't have to carry anything other than what I normally carry around, which is the iPhone, and it hardly ever gets it wrong. It understands today. It understands tomorrow. It understands time, and it does a wonderful job of translating what you say. So I use that as a reminder and just check those off as I do them.
Jack, your text is going to come in about 15 seconds and remind you to hang up from your phone call to WNYC. Thanks a lot for calling. Good one.
You bet.
What else, by the way, what else do you use Lifehacker for? Let's give our guest a free plug here since this seems unsolicited.
I have a son in North Carolina who's a real techie, and part of the contest every day is to see who can tell the other what's new and inventive. Right now, literally as I turn the show on, they have an article on how to go paperless. And just to make it a little more interesting, I live on a sailboat in New Rochelle year-round. I'm always looking for ways to get rid of paper, and I was just reading the article when all of a sudden it was the lead-in to your guest today.
There you
go. So anything about new technology, anything about how to better organize yourself. And I would say its real strength is around how to organize your life, things like you're talking about today, lists, reminders, right, using technology to your advantage, et cetera.
Jack, thank you for calling us from the boat.
Thank you, Jack.
our guest from lifehacker.com, Kevin Purdy, the editor-in-chief, will be joining us each Thursday through the month of August to give us more organizational tips. I think he'll be joining us each Thursday, because as you go out here, what's more distracting, TV, the internet, or the radio? And your answer determines whether you'll be invited back next week.
Let's see. I would say the internet is probably the most distracting. Not that WNYC doesn't have a lot of online content for me to go through every week. But I would say for me, the internet and you know, the various things, even stories and posts about productivity can be distracting sometimes. And it just takes an ability to have another task to do rather than, you know, having a supposedly empty list and letting yourself wander off.
All right. Control room, let's see a show of hands. Did he pass? Okay. Oh, it's unanimous. You passed. You can come back next week. Kevin, thanks a lot. Kevin Purdy from Lifehacker. Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and coming up in just a minute, I'm going to make my own list, of your suggestions for what I should read, a novel released in the last year or a music track released in the last year that I should listen to on my summer vacation, which starts in precisely 13 minutes when I get a text reminding me to go on vacation. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692.